Their stories are not mere historical accounts. They hold deep lessons that transcend time and culture. They teach us about patience in the face of suffering, unwavering devotion to truth, and the boundless mercy of Allah. They demonstrate that true greatness is not measured by wealth, status, or power, but by faith, character, and perseverance. Whether they were queens in palaces, daughters of prophets, or ordinary women who stood for justice, their struggles and triumphs continue to guide and inspire. Khadija bint Khuwailid was a woman of extraordinary character, intelligence, and faith. Born into a noble and respected family in the Quraysh tribe of Makkah, she was known from a young age for her wisdom, dignity, and business acumen. At a time when women had limited independence, Khadija defied societal norms, establishing herself as a successful and influential merchant. Her wealth and reputation extended far beyond Makkah, as caravans bearing her goods traveled across the Arabian Peninsula, dealing in silk, spices, and precious commodities. Despite her affluence, she was known for her generosity, using her resources to aid the less fortunate and support those in need. Her remarkable success in business was accompanied by a deep sense of morality and justice. Unlike many traders of her time who engaged in deceitful practices, Khadija upheld honesty and integrity, earning the title At-Tahira, meaning the pure one. She sought individuals of strong character to manage her trade, and among them was a young man named Muhammad ibn Abdullah, known for his truthfulness and trustworthiness. Impressed by his reputation, she entrusted him with her business dealings, sending him on trade expeditions that proved immensely profitable. Upon his return, her servant Maisara spoke of Muhammad's remarkable conduct, his fair dealings, and even the strange occurrences that seemed to signify divine favor upon him. Moved by his character, Khadija found herself drawn to this young man, not for his wealth or lineage, but for his integrity and noble spirit. Though she had been married twice before and had children, she saw in Muhammad something rare and extraordinary. It was she who took the bold step of proposing marriage, sending word through a confidant, expressing her admiration for his virtues. At the age of 40, she married Muhammad, who was 25, and their union became one of the most celebrated in history. Their marriage was not built on material wealth or societal expectations, but on mutual respect, love, and an unbreakable bond of companionship. Khadija's home became a sanctuary of peace and warmth for Muhammad. She provided him with unwavering support, standing by him through every hardship, celebrating every triumph, and offering solace during moments of despair. She bore him several children, including their beloved daughters Zainab, Ruqayya, Kultum, and Fatima. As a mother, she instilled in her children the values of compassion, strength, and faith, ensuring that they grew up with a deep sense of morality and devotion. Her greatest test came when Muhammad received his first revelation in the cave of Hira. Alone in the mountains, he encountered the angel Jibril, who commanded him to read, marking the beginning of his prophethood. Overcome with fear and confusion, he returned to Khadija, trembling, his heart burdened by the weight of the divine message. At that moment, Khadija became his pillar of strength. Without hesitation, she wrapped him in a comforting embrace and reassured him with words that would resonate through history. She reminded him of his noble character, his kindness to the poor, his care for the needy, and his commitment to justice. She had no doubt that Allah would never abandon him. Not only did she believe in him, but she became the first person to accept Islam, affirming his mission before anyone else. Her faith was not just passive. She actively supported him, offering her wealth, influence, and every resource at her disposal to aid the spread of Islam. When the Quraysh turned against Muhammad, mocking, persecuting, and boycotting him, Khadija endured every hardship by his side. The economic and social sanctions imposed upon them meant that food and basic supplies were scarce, yet she never wavered. She gave everything she had for the cause, ensuring that the early Muslim community was cared for. Through every insult, through every loss, she remained steadfast, never once questioning the truth of the message her husband had been given. Her devotion was tested further during the harsh years of the Quraysh boycott, when she and her family were forced into exile in the barren valley of Abu Talib. Despite her wealth, she suffered immense deprivation, going without food, and enduring the harsh conditions alongside her husband. She never complained, never regretted the choices she had made, for her love for Muhammad and her faith in Allah were greater than any worldly comfort. Her sacrifices took a toll on her health, and in the 10th year of prophethood, she fell gravely ill. Even as her body weakened, her spirit remained strong. In her final moments, she did not ask for wealth, nor did she express regret over all that she had given up. She had already achieved the greatest honor, being the first believer, the first supporter, the first to give everything for Islam. With Muhammad by her side, she took her last breath, leaving behind a legacy that would be remembered for all time. Her passing marked one of the most sorrowful moments in the life of the Prophet. That year became known as the Year of Sorrow, for not only did he lose Khadija, but shortly after, his beloved uncle Abu Talib also passed away. The pain of losing his greatest supporter and companion was immense. Khadija had not only been his wife, she had been his refuge, his confidant, and his greatest source of comfort. Even years later, he would speak of her with deep love and reverence, never forgetting the sacrifices she made for him and for Islam. He would often send gifts to her friends, speak of her kindness, and tear up at the mere mention of her name. Allah honored her in a way no one else had been honored. Through Angel Jibril, a message was conveyed to the Prophet, informing him that Khadija had been granted a palace in Jannah, one of tranquility, without hardship or sorrow. This was a reflection of the life she had lived, a life of struggle, yet filled with unwavering faith and devotion. Khadija's story is one of love, sacrifice, and resilience. She was not just a wife or a mother. She was the foundation upon which the early Muslim community was built. Her unwavering faith at a time when the world doubted, her boundless generosity when the believers had nothing, and her steadfastness in the face of trials made her one of the greatest women to ever walk the earth. She remains a timeless inspiration, a reminder that true greatness is not in wealth or status, but in faith, devotion, and the willingness to stand firm in the face of adversity. Aisha bint Abu Bakr was a woman of unparalleled intellect, wisdom, and faith, playing a crucial role in the preservation and transmission of Islamic knowledge. She was born into a noble family, the daughter of Abu Bakr, one of the closest companions of Prophet Muhammad. From an early age, she displayed remarkable intelligence and a sharp memory, qualities that would later make her one of the most influential figures in Islamic history. Her life took a pivotal turn when she became the wife of the Prophet Muhammad. Their marriage was not merely a union of two individuals, but a partnership that contributed to the development of the Muslim community. Aisha shared an exceptionally close bond with the Prophet, learning from him, observing his character, and absorbing his teachings. She accompanied him in his daily life, witnessing his conduct in public and private, making her one of the most authentic sources of his teachings. Their relationship was filled with love, warmth, and a deep mutual respect. She often engaged in discussions with him, asking questions and seeking knowledge, a testament to her inquisitive nature and eagerness to understand the faith deeply. Her remarkable memory and ability to recall details made her an indispensable figure in preserving the words and actions of the Prophet. After his passing, she emerged as one of the most prolific narrators of hadith, transmitting over 2,000 narrations that have shaped Islamic thought and jurisprudence. Scholars and companions of the Prophet would often seek her guidance on religious matters, recognizing her deep understanding of the Quran, hadith, and Islamic law. Her home became an informal school where she taught both men and women, ensuring that the knowledge of Islam was preserved for future generations. Her life, however, was not without trials. One of the most difficult moments she faced was the incident of the slander, known as the Haditha Lifk, During one of the Prophet's expeditions, she was mistakenly left behind while the caravan moved forward. A companion, Safwan ibn al-Mu'attal, later found her and escorted her back to Medina. This incident led to false accusations against her character, causing distress and division among the Muslims. The situation weighed heavily on her, and even the Prophet was deeply affected as he awaited divine guidance. After a period of immense trial, Allah revealed verses in Surah An-Nur, exonerating her completely and declaring her innocence. This moment not only restored her honor, but also reinforced the importance of truth and justice in Islam. Aisha's resilience and strength were evident throughout her life. Even in moments of hardship, she remained firm in her faith and committed to her role as a teacher and leader within the Muslim community. She lived through some of the most significant events in early Islamic history, including the political upheavals that followed the Prophet's passing. She was deeply involved in the affairs of the Ummah, voicing her opinions on matters of governance and justice. She played a role in the Battle of the Camel, a conflict that arose due to political tensions, demonstrating that women in Islam were active participants in societal and political matters. Despite the challenges she faced, her contributions to Islam remained immense. She provided unparalleled insight into the Prophet's life, sharing details that would otherwise have been lost. Her narrations gave depth to Islamic teachings, offering guidance on everything from prayer and worship to personal conduct and ethics. She spoke with authority, her words shaping the understanding of Islam for generations to come. Her devotion to learning never ceased. Even in her later years, she continued to teach, educate, and guide those who sought knowledge. Her legacy was not only in her narrations, but in the countless students she mentored, many of whom became scholars and leaders in their own right. She redefined the role of women in Islamic scholarship, proving that knowledge was not limited by gender, but was accessible to those who sought it with sincerity. Her final years were marked by a quiet dedication to worship and reflection. Though she had once been at the heart of political and scholarly discourse, she spent her later days in deep devotion to Allah, finding solace in prayer and contemplation. She passed away in Medina and was buried in Jannatul Baqi, near the other companions of the Prophet. Aisha's story is one of brilliance, courage, and unwavering faith. She was not only a wife of the Prophet, but a guardian of his teachings, a teacher of scholars, and a woman who stood firm in the face of trials. Her life serves as a timeless reminder that knowledge is a powerful tool, and when coupled with faith, it becomes a force that shapes generations. She remains one of the greatest women in Islamic history, her contributions continuing to guide and inspire Muslims around the world. Maryam bint Imran is one of the most revered women in Islamic history. Her story immortalized in the Quran as a symbol of purity, devotion, and unwavering faith. She is the only woman mentioned by name in the Quran, and her legacy is one of divine favor and extraordinary resilience in the face of immense trials. Her story begins even before her birth, with a mother who made a heartfelt supplication, dedicating her unborn child entirely to the worship and service of Allah. Expecting a son, her mother was surprised when she gave birth to a daughter, but her sincerity remained unshaken. She named her Maryam, meaning one who is devoted to worship, and prayed for her protection from all evil. Maryam grew up under the guardianship of Prophet Zachariah, a noble and righteous man who raised her with kindness and taught her the ways of worship. Even as a child, she displayed a deep sense of devotion, spending long hours in prayer and solitude, seeking nearness to her Creator. Her place of worship was a secluded sanctuary within the temple, where she dedicated herself entirely to the remembrance of Allah. Her presence itself was a sign of divine favor, as she was provided with sustenance in ways that could not be explained by human means. Zachariah, astonished by the food and provisions that appeared in her chamber, asked her where they had come from. She simply replied that they were from Allah, for He provides for whom He wills without measure. This miraculous provision was not just a testament to Allah's blessings upon her, but also a sign of her unwavering trust in Him. Her life took an extraordinary turn when, in the stillness of her solitude, an angel appeared before her in the form of a man. Startled and frightened, she sought refuge in Allah, asking him to leave her alone. But he reassured her, revealing that he was a messenger from her Lord, sent to deliver news that she had been chosen above all women and would soon conceive a child who would be a sign for all of humanity. Overwhelmed by the message, Maryam questioned how such a thing could be possible when no man had ever touched her. The angel responded that it was the decree of Allah, and when he wills something to be, it happens by his command. It was a moment that would change the course of her life forever. Carrying this miraculous pregnancy, she withdrew from her people, retreating to a distant place. The burden of carrying a child without a father was not just a physical trial, but an emotional and societal one. She knew that she would face accusations and disgrace, yet she placed her trust in Allah, knowing that He was her ultimate protector. As the pains of childbirth overtook her, she found herself alone beneath a date palm, crying out in anguish. In that moment of despair, Allah's mercy descended upon her. A voice called out, comforting her, and a stream of water was provided for her to drink, while the tree shook, dropping fresh dates for her nourishment. Even in her most vulnerable state, Allah reminded her that He was with her, providing for her in ways beyond human understanding. When she finally returned to her people with her newborn son in her arms, they reacted with shock and disbelief. They accused her of wrongdoing, questioning how a woman of her purity and noble lineage could have borne a child without a father. In response, Maryam did not argue or attempt to defend herself. Instead, she pointed to the infant in her arms, and at that moment, a miracle unfolded. The baby, Prophet Isa, spoke from the cradle, declaring himself as a servant of Allah, a prophet blessed with divine guidance. He affirmed his mother's innocence and proclaimed his mission to bring truth to the world. This miraculous event silenced the accusations against Maryam, proving that she had not sinned, but had been chosen for an extraordinary role in Allah's divine plan. Even after this moment, Maryam's life was not one of ease. She continued to endure the scrutiny of her people, raising her son with the utmost devotion and ensuring that he remained firm in his faith. She witnessed him grow into a prophet, performing miracles and calling people to the worship of one true God. Through it all, she remained steadfast, embodying patience, humility, and an unshakable trust in Allah's wisdom. Her story is one of divine selection, of a woman chosen above all others, not for wealth or status, but for her purity of heart and unwavering submission to Allah. She is described in the Quran as an example for all believers, her life serving as a testament to the power of faith in the face of adversity. She endured the whispers of doubt, the accusations of those who did not understand, and the immense responsibility of raising a prophet, yet she never wavered in her devotion. Allah honored her with an entire chapter in the Quran, Surah Maryam, where her story is recounted in vivid detail, serving as a reminder for all generations. She is also mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, where Allah declares that she was chosen above the women of all nations. Her legacy is not just that of the mother of Prophet Isa, but of a woman whose strength, faith, and resilience continue to inspire millions. Maryam's story is one of divine decree, reminding humanity that Allah's wisdom surpasses human understanding. She was tested in ways few can imagine, yet she emerged as one of the greatest women to ever walk the earth. Her unwavering trust in Allah, even in the most difficult moments of her life, makes her a timeless example of faith and submission. She represents the ultimate model of devotion, proving that true honor comes not from the world's validation, but from one's relationship with the Creator. Even today, her story stands as a beacon of hope and strength, a reminder that with faith, patience, and trust in Allah's plan, even the most impossible trials can be overcome. Asiya bint Muzahim was a woman of extraordinary strength, unwavering faith, and unparalleled courage. Though she lived in the grandest palace, surrounded by wealth and power, she possessed a heart that longed for truth and righteousness. She was the wife of Pharaoh, the most powerful ruler of her time, yet her soul found no comfort in his arrogance and tyranny. While the world saw her as a queen with unimaginable luxuries, she was a prisoner in her own home, yearning for the mercy and love of the one true God. Her story is one of defiance against oppression, of standing firm in faith, even when surrounded by disbelief, and of ultimate sacrifice in pursuit of eternal peace. Her journey toward faith began when she witnessed the cruelty of Pharaoh, a man who not only claimed divine status, but also enforced his rule with terror and brutality. His greatest crime was his oppression of the children of Israel, enslaving them and ordering the execution of every male child born among them. Yet, in a divine twist of fate, it was Asiyah who would unknowingly defy her husband's own decree. When she discovered a helpless infant floating in a basket along the Nile, her heart was filled with an inexplicable love for the child. Without hesitation, she took the baby in her arms and pleaded with Pharaoh to spare him. She convinced him that the child could be of benefit to them, perhaps even as a son. In her embrace was none other than Musa, the one destined to overthrow Pharaoh's tyrannical rule. She raised Musa in the palace with tenderness, ensuring that he was given the best care and protection. Though she did not yet know the full extent of his divine mission, she felt a deep connection to him, as though he was sent into her life for a greater purpose. As he grew, so did the tension in the palace. When he later discovered his true lineage and stood against Pharaoh's tyranny, Asiyah's heart turned toward the truth. She recognized that the God Musa preached about was indeed the one true God, unlike the false idols Pharaoh forced people to worship. The moment she embraced faith, her life took a drastic turn. Her belief in Allah was not a secret that could be hidden for long. Pharaoh, a man who tolerated no dissent, soon learned of his wife's defiance. To him, her faith was the ultimate betrayal, a threat to his self-proclaimed divinity. He could not accept that the woman who once shared his throne now rejected his rule and his gods. His rage knew no bounds, and he sought to break her spirit through torture. Despite the unbearable suffering, Asiyah remained steadfast. She could have chosen to renounce her faith and reclaim the comforts of her privileged life, but she refused to bow before a false god. Her heart was set on a greater kingdom, one that no earthly power could take away from her. In the face of agony, she turned her gaze toward the heavens and made a supplication that would be recorded in the Quran for all time. She called upon Allah, saying, "My Lord, build for me near you a house in paradise, and save me from Pharaoh and his deeds, and save me from the wrongdoing people." Her words were not a plea for relief from her suffering, nor did she ask for her life to be spared. Instead, she sought nearness to Allah, desiring only a place by his side. Her faith had transcended all worldly attachments, and she had already seen beyond the palace walls into the eternal bliss that awaited her. Her defiance enraged Pharaoh further, and he ordered her execution, thinking he could silence her belief by taking her life. But Asiyah had already won. Though her body was tortured, her soul remained untouchable. At the moment of her passing, the heavens were opened for her, and she was granted a vision of her home in paradise. The angels comforted her, and she smiled as she left this world, knowing that she had traded the fleeting luxuries of the palace for an everlasting place in the presence of her Lord. Asiyah's story is a testament to the power of faith in the face of oppression. She was not merely a queen by title, but a queen in the truest sense. A woman who ruled over her own soul, refusing to be enslaved by falsehood. She proved that faith is not defined by one's circumstances. For even in the heart of tyranny, in a place of unimaginable darkness, she found the light of truth. She was surrounded by power, but chose humility, offered wealth, but sought something greater, threatened with death, but embraced eternal life. Her legacy is not just that of a woman who believed, but of a woman who stood firm when everything around her sought to shake her resolve. She is honored in the Quran as an example for all believers, her name forever remembered as one who attained true success. She left behind no riches, no great monuments, nor worldly achievements. Yet her impact endures in the hearts of those who seek strength and faith. She is a reminder that even in the face of cruelty, faith can be unwavering, that even when surrounded by falsehood, truth can still reign in the heart, and that even when the world threatens to break the spirit, the soul that trusts in Allah remains unshaken. Khawla bint Thalaba was a woman of remarkable strength, courage, and faith, known for her unwavering determination to seek justice. She lived during the time of the Prophet Muhammad and was among the early Muslim women who refused to remain silent in the face of oppression. Her story is unique, not only because of her personal resilience, but because it led to a direct revelation from Allah that changed Islamic law, establishing an eternal precedent for the rights of women. Her trial began in the most personal of spaces, her marriage. She was married to Awus ibn al-Samit, a man known for his temper. One day, in a fit of anger, he uttered the words of Zihar to her, an ancient pre-Islamic practice in which a husband would declare his wife as being like his mother, effectively severing the marital relationship without officially divorcing her. This left the woman in a cruel limbo, neither a wife nor free to remarry. It was an unjust practice that deprived women of their dignity and security, and Khawla, despite her deep distress, refused to accept such an unfair fate. Heartbroken and desperate, she went to the Prophet Muhammad to seek his guidance. She stood before him and poured out her pain, explaining how her husband had left her in a position where she was neither married nor able to move forward with her life. She expressed her sorrow, not only for herself, but for her children, who would suffer without a stable household. She pleaded for a solution, hoping that the Prophet, in his wisdom, would find a way to ease her suffering. The Prophet, bound by the existing customs, initially told her that he found no ruling to change her situation. But Khawla was not ready to accept an answer that left her helpless. She did not raise her voice in defiance, nor did she react with anger. But she also did not walk away in resignation. Instead, she turned to the one who has the power to change everything, Allah. She lifted her hands in prayer, pouring her heart out, seeking divine justice where human intervention had failed her. In response to her sincerity and perseverance, Allah revealed the opening verses of Surah Al-Mujadila, directly addressing her plight. The verses affirmed that Allah had heard the complaint of the woman who disputed with the Prophet regarding her husband, and he provided a just ruling. Zihar was no longer an irrevocable curse upon a woman. Instead, a clear legal ruling was established that allowed for the rectification of such an unjust statement. A husband who committed zihar was no longer able to abandon his wife indefinitely, but was required to either free a slave, fast for 2 months, or feed 60 poor people as an expiation before resuming the marriage. The law ensured that men could no longer use such cruel words to manipulate or oppress their wives without consequence. The revelation was an immediate and powerful validation of Khawla's struggle. She had not only changed her own fate, but had secured justice for countless women after her. Her voice had been heard, not just by the Prophet, but by Allah himself. This was a profound moment in Islamic history, one where a woman's plea led to divine intervention, proving that in Islam, no grievance is too small and no individual is unheard. Khawla's story did not end there. She remained a woman of great wisdom and standing within the Muslim community. She continued to advise and teach, known for her knowledge and eloquence. Even the most powerful leaders of the time, including Caliph Umar ibn al-Khattab, held her in great esteem. It is said that once, while he was walking through the streets of Medina, she stopped him to remind him to rule with justice. Those around him were surprised that a woman would speak to the caliph so boldly. But Umar silenced them, saying that she was a woman whose words had been heard by Allah from above the seven heavens. How could he not listen to her on earth? Her legacy is not one of wealth, warfare, or grand achievements in the traditional sense, but it is one that forever shaped Islamic law and reinforced the principles of justice, fairness, and the power of an individual's voice. Her story stands as a testament that Islam upholds the dignity of women and provides them with rights and recourse against injustice. She was a woman who changed the law, not through rebellion or protest, but through faith, wisdom, and persistence. Kaula bint Thalaba's courage continues to inspire generations of Muslim women to speak out against injustice and trust in the justice of Allah. Her story remains a beacon of hope, a reminder that no cry for justice goes unheard, and that the strength of a believer lies not in their power over others, but in their unwavering trust in Allah's wisdom and mercy. Fatima bint Muhammad was a woman of immense virtue, strength, and devotion, honored not only as the beloved daughter of the Prophet Muhammad, but also as the leader of the Women of Paradise. Her life was one of simplicity, sacrifice, and unwavering faith, a testament to the values of humility and righteousness that Islam upholds. She was born at a time of great trials during the early years of her father's prophethood, and from a young age, she witnessed both the hardships he endured and the unwavering determination with which he carried the message of Islam. From childhood, Fatima was deeply attached to her father. She saw him mocked, persecuted, and physically harmed by the Quraysh, yet she never wavered in her love and support for him. One of the most well-known incidents from her early life was when she, as a little girl, rushed to wipe the filth off her father's back after the Quraysh had thrown camel intestines on him while he was in prostration at the Kaaba. Her heart ached for him, and in that moment, her fierce loyalty and compassion became evident. She was not just his daughter. She was his source of comfort, his supporter, and a reflection of his own resilience. As she grew older, her character continued to shine through. Unlike other women of noble lineage in Makkah, Fatima led a life of simplicity and humility. When she reached the age of marriage, many sought her hand, but she was destined for Ali ibn Abi Talib, the cousin of the Prophet and one of the most courageous and pious companions of Islam. Their union was not one of wealth and luxury, but of love and faith. Their wedding was simple, their home modest, and their possessions few, yet their hearts were filled with contentment. Fatima carried out her household duties with patience, grinding grain with her own hands, fetching water, and tending to her family, despite the physical toll it took on her. Her life with Ali was not without hardship. They often lived in poverty, struggling for food, yet they remained steadfast in their reliance upon Allah. At one point, Fatima, exhausted from the physical demands of her daily tasks, went to her father seeking a servant to help ease her burden. The Prophet, rather than granting her a servant, taught her and Ali words of remembrance, instructing them to say, "Subhanallah, glory be to Allah," 33 times, "Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah," 33 times, and "Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest," 34 times before sleeping. He reminded her that true strength did not come from worldly comforts, but from the remembrance of Allah. Fatima, ever obedient and trusting, accepted his advice without complaint. When the Prophet's final days approached, she sensed the weight of the sorrow he carried. She was the only one he confided in about his approaching death, whispering words that made her weep, then soon after, words that made her smile. When asked about it later, she revealed that he had informed her of his impending passing, which broke her heart, but then comforted her with the knowledge that she would be the first to join him in the afterlife. This promise of reunion gave her peace, for her love for her father was unmatched. Her grief after his death was profound. Fatima, who had always been his closest companion, felt an emptiness that could not be filled. Her sorrow was not merely for the loss of a father, but for the loss of a guide, a protector, and the messenger of Allah. She spent her remaining days in deep contemplation, often weeping in remembrance of him. She distanced herself from the world, focusing only on worship and preparing for the next life. Her time on earth was brief after the Prophet's passing, lasting only a few months before she too departed from this world. In her final moments, she displayed the same dignity and strength that had defined her entire life. She ensured that her burial would be conducted with modesty and privacy, a request that was honored by her husband, Ali. She passed away at the young age of 28, leaving behind a legacy that would inspire generations. She was buried at night, as she had wished, in a place that remains unknown to this day, fulfilling her desire for simplicity, even in death. Fatima's life was not marked by wealth, political power, or grand achievements in a worldly sense, yet she achieved the highest honor one could aspire to. The Prophet himself declared that she was the leader of the women of paradise, a title given not because of her lineage, but because of her unwavering faith, her sacrifices, and her deep love for Allah and His Messenger. She embodied what it meant to be a true believer, patient in hardship, humble in status, devoted in worship, and unwavering in love for her family and faith. Her story is a reminder that true success is not measured by material wealth or societal status, but by sincerity, devotion, and unwavering trust in Allah. She lived and died with dignity, holding firm to the values she had been taught. Fatima remains a shining example for all who seek to live a life of righteousness, proving that true leadership is not found in dominion over others, but in the purity of one's heart and the steadfastness of one's faith. The stories of these remarkable women stand as eternal lessons of faith, perseverance, sacrifice, and strength. Each of them faced immense challenges, yet they never wavered in their devotion to Allah. Their faith was not just an abstract belief, but a living force that guided their every action. They endured hardship, loss, and persecution. Yet in their moments of trial, they turned to Allah with unwavering trust. Their perseverance was not a passive endurance, but an active commitment to standing firm in the face of adversity. Whether it was Khadija, who gave everything for the sake of Islam, or Asiya, who chose faith over the comfort of royalty, each woman demonstrated that true strength comes not from worldly power, but from the conviction that Allah's promise is greater than any temporary hardship. Sacrifice defined their lives in profound ways. Khadija sacrificed her wealth and status for Islam, supporting the Prophet when the world turned against him. Aisha dedicated her life to preserving the teachings of the Prophet, ensuring that generations after her would have access to his wisdom. Maryam sacrificed her comfort, enduring the accusations of her people as she carried a miraculous child, trusting that Allah's plan was greater than the scorn she faced. Asiya sacrificed her very life, choosing torture and death over renouncing her faith in Allah. Khawla refused to accept injustice in her marriage, standing firm until Allah Himself responded to her plea. Fatima lived a life of simplicity and endured immense loss, yet she remained steadfast, finding strength in her unwavering love for Allah and His Messenger. Their sacrifices were not in vain, for each of them left behind a legacy that continues to inspire and guide. These stories are not relics of the past, but living examples that remain relevant to Muslim women today. In a world where challenges to faith are ever present, their lives offer guidance on how to navigate hardship with grace and conviction. They prove that being a woman in Islam is not about passivity or subjugation, but about strength, knowledge, and the ability to shape history through faith and action.